This is Ted Kennedy, wondering whether Senator Al Simpson made any New Year's resolutions he'll keep. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, Happy New Year from our house to yours. I hope you made a few New Year's resolutions that lasted past midnight. First and foremost, this new year, 1993, brings a new administration. For the first time in 12 years, Al, you'll find yourself in the loyal opposition. The question is whether you'll be emphasizing the loyal part or the opposition part. In large part, Al, the length of President Bill Clinton's honeymoon depends on the answer that you and your Republican colleagues in the Senate give to that question. The Democratic majority in the House is large enough to pass the president's top priorities, starting with economic recovery, health care reform, and national service to pay back college loans. But Republican filibusters in the Senate can block progress on those or any other ideas. Take the pledge, Al. No filibusters in 1993. It's one New Year's resolution you won't regret.
No thanks, partner. That old filibuster may be the only tool left to us for guarding the fiscal hen house from you marauding Democrat foxes. Ted, what Americans really want is for you to finally take the pledge yourself to control your appetite, and I don't mean for just chow. Yes, your food diet has been a success. We're proud. And now it's time to show that same willpower by controlling your voracious appetite for raising taxes, spending, and unnecessary and costly regulations. If you Democrats can make that pledge, then filibusters by Republicans would be the very least of your worries. Really, Ted, with all of those wild Democrat campaign promises, it won't take a lot of creativity to think up a ton more of resolutions that you Dems don't intend to keep. Boy. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on why raising taxes will never help us shrink the deficit so long as liberals keep lurking in the weeds. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.